produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This radio program is produced by Kayla Padgett on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.
Greetings, everyone. You are listening to United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World. My name is Pastor Thandwe Nyoni from Johannesburg, South Africa. And the name of our program is called Uncede on Air, Ndizanati. This show is produced by Kayla Padgett, and welcome to the broadcast today. I greet you in the name that is above every other name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Bazalwane, today we're looking at a topic, our identity in Christ revealed. We're going to be reading from the book of Ephesians, namhlanje. We're going to start by Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15 to 23. And later we'll look at Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 14 to 21. We are looking at the topic, our identity. Muntu omusha, young person, muntu omdala, Jesus. Jesus, we are looking at our identity. Whose are we? Who are we? What is our makeup as human beings? You know, as we live on this earth, we must understand what is siba sipilonga kubani. Whose are we? Who are we? Our identity. What is our identity? And what is our makeup? Sihlanganiswe ubani, kanjani, kuphi? Who are we? Let us go to Ephesians chapter 1. From verse 15 to verse 23. Let us read Ephesians 1, chapter 1, from verse 15 to 23. It reads thus, it's an NIV version. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped glorifying, giving thanks for you, remembering you in our prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, underline that, so that you may know him better. Imagine that, bazalwane. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope of to which he has called you, the riches to his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. The power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is evoke, not only in the present age but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you. Father, we thank you in the name that is above every other name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Baba, nalizwi lakho seliphakele ingane zakho zasemhlabeni zeSouth Africa. Lord, and all over the world, we pray, Lord, as with the word is preached and dished out, may it bring a revelation and the wisdom as you put it on your scripture, that may you give us in the wisdom and revelation that we understand who we are and whose we are and the make of one. May we understand, Lord, with that without you we are nothing. Baba, as we preach this word today, may your revelation stick, remain, and be in our hearts forever. In the name that is above every other name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Bazalwane, you know, mawuhlala phansi ucabanga nge-identity yakho. Paul, when he was writing this, you know, talking to the church, Ephesians, and talking to abazalwane about them knowing who they are in Christ. Uti, I have not stopped praying for you ever since ngazi ukuthi ninothando for uNkulunkulu. You know, it's like verse 15:80, for this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for God's people, you know, it starts notando. Everything starts ngothando because God loved the very people. And la uPaul ukhuluma nabazalwane ukuthi, ever since I understood about this love eninayo for abantu, I have not stopped praying for you. He takes it even further, ke manje, because it takes love to care. And it takes love to move further, deeper, unto the things zikaNkulunkulu. Uthi, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking God, our Lord Jesus, that Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of revelation and wisdom so that you may know him better. You may know him better. Bazalwane, there's an element of us that needs to understand whose we are, that we know God better, know Christ better. In other words, our makeup, kulomhlaba, we are his body. We are made in the image of God. Identity yetu is in Christ Jesus. When God created the world, he said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Then he also gave us authority to dominate this earth. For those of you who hasn't heard this part of Bible, we can go to, we're not going to read it right now, but Genesis 1, verse 26, ushonjalo. Then in verse 28, God is giving us authority to rule and reign over the matter and issues and creation yakhe kulomhlaba. Coming back to the book of Ephesians, he talks about the revelation and wisdom that is in God, that we must be able to understand who we are and whose we are. Then, lagu verse, iti, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches in his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power who for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exacted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. What is this power? What is this power that God is talking about? The power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. The power that lives in the inside of us. Ephesians 3:20 ET. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. The power that is at work in us, the revelation that we must understand, we are God's righteousness. The power of God that exerted Christ, it lives in the inside of us, which is umoya ongcwele. Uthe, let us make men in our image, the power to create, the power to become whose we are and who we are in this earth, the power to dominate lives in the inside of us. The Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. That is why, Bazalwane, it is important for each and every human being on this earth to know Christ as their Lord and Savior, starting ngokumthandaza, starting ngokumamkela, starting for by making a prayer of saying, God, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Make me a new creation. It starts by receiving Christ as your Lord and Savior. Then we talk about walking this journey. We talk about knowing whose you are in Christ. Let's read Ephesians 3 from verse 14. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. We're going back to the issue of power. What is this power? And God talks about strength, and God talks about strength in our inner being. Jesus. We're going back again to this revelation power. Let's continue. Verse 17. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Hey, Jesus. Remember, it is by faith that we receive him as our Lord and Savior. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide, long and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably, we're repeating that scripture again, immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, a power your tongue, a power your strength. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Bazalwane, God raises Christ from the dead so that we may have a life and have it to its abundance. God has given his Son unto this world because of love. This scripture is talking about that we may know how wide and deep is this love, zikaNkulunkulu. The love that is in us, the love that is deposited in us through Christ. Salvation is key. Salvation is meant for us. Salvation is about love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have an everlasting life. It is because of this love that we must understand whose we are. When the Bible talks about the family in heaven and on earth, meaning there's a joint grace love, there's a joint a joint relationship between the heavenly beings. Nati, there's a relationship jointly, and the connection is Christ Jesus, and it reveals the deeper love and the strength zothando as uNkulunkulu through us and in us. Our identity revealed in Christ. Our identity is purely in Christ. We can never find an identity to anywhere else rather than Christ. That is why the Bible says, when you have received Christ, you become a new creation. All things have passed, but new things have come. Old things have passed away. New things have come. Jesus Christ is life and light of our lives. So that this deep revelation is about Christ being the author and the finisher of our faith. Our identity in Christ is because of us living in Him, because He lives. Our identity in Christ, Bazalwane, is primary. When all things are said and done, really, we must really, truly, and understand ukuthi we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We must understand that we belong to God. We are made in His image. We are made to glorify Him. Our identity is in Christ. We must understand, in conclusion, who are we? We must never go around becoming confused, especially as born-again Christians, knowing Christ, knowing the Word of God, knowing that we are seated together with Christ in heavenly realms, reigning and ruling. It's a Bible now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work in us. His power, that is the power that exerted Christ from the dead, is the power that lives in the inside of us. So our identity is in Christ. Never make a mistake. Our identity is in Christ. We belong to Christ, meaning whose are we? We belong to Christ. We are connected to the heavenly beings. The family of God is in heaven and is on earth. Again, our physical makeup, our mental makeup, our social makeup, all around is in Christ. We are made in the image of God. Our identity, our makeup, everything about us points back to God. Everything about us. We were made because of love. God is love, and we are love because we are loved. Thanks, Bazalwane. I want to say thank you to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for this day. As I conclude, please allow me to do the following announcements. You remember that on the 30th of November this year, Unite Prodigy, my company, will be relaunched at Orlando East in Soweto, Communal Wall. We are featuring three speakers: Mr. Petulo Malapane, who's speaking on Impact Generation, Mr. Deboho Mokini, who'll be speaking on Financial Freedom Through Wisdom, and Ms. Portia Nzepe, who's speaking on Life, Love, and Purpose. These three speakers will, I believe, God is going to use them mightily to teach us about these principles of life. And the event starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. We're finishing at around about 2 in the afternoon. And for musical serenation, we have Omapito, a young lady who will be singing for us on the day. It's an impactful program on the day. Entry is free, so you are invited to come with your friends, family, neighbors, you name it. You come on the day and enjoy this day, the 30th of November, together with us. Again, as a company on that day, we offer these services, three services: motivation, counseling, and strategic planning. If you need us to offer counseling to your employees or to your family members, you can call us on the number that I'll just give just now. Or you can send us an email. Or rather, if you are having an event at work, you need a speaker, we cover any topic: issues of purpose, issues of divorce, issues of work performance, any issue that is related to a human being, if I have to put it that way. Yes, we are a social and emotional wellness service company, and we cover any topic that is under the earth. Then finally, I'd like to remind you that we sell CDs. As Pastor Tandwenyoni, I have produced a 31-minute audiobook CD entitled Getting My House in Order. The CD sells for 100 rands a copy. However, if people want more copies over, they buy 10 or more copies, we do offer or give a free motivational talk, but terms and conditions do apply there. But the CD itself, it sells, when you buy it as a singular, it's single, it's 100 rands. It's a story of my life, where in 2002 I had a physical breakdown followed by a mental breakdown. At the time I was doing my master's in MBA, a master's in business administration. So bazalwane, if you like to support us, kancede us, or individually Superstar Thandwe Nyoni, the number to call or WhatsApp me is 0846693615, 0846693615. Or you can email us at ungcede@yahoo.com. Ungcede, it's UNGCEDE. UNGCEDE. Your help and your support in this case is appreciated. And in that note, I will say God bless, God day, and God speed. From the United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World. Shalom. Thandwe Nyoni signing off. Goodbye.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Well, glorious greetings to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, and King. We greet you all the way from South Africa. This is your Destined for Glory program on Finding My Way Radio. My name is Benjamin Kutswane, and this is your program that I believe we are opened up to receive the broken seals of God's revelation that were broken when Jesus hung on the cross and declared, "It is finished." Remember that when he died on the cross and declared, "It is finished," the Bible says that the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. The veil was torn in two, which means the way was opened for you and I to have access into the riches of the revelatory provision of God. And therefore, we can greet you with the knowledge that God has favored us with the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ at this hour, that we can receive from him the broken seals of revelation. So we welcome you to the program Destined for Glory. And even as we begin our program, we invite you to keep following up with us on our Facebook pages, and that's Benjamin Kutswane right there. So let us pray together as we enter into the Word of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for yet another day that you made for us to rejoice and be glad in. And we thank you, Father, that you have ordained this moment for every soul and every listener right now to access your will and your purpose on earth. For you said it is your will that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth of whom is Jesus Christ, whom you send to be the propitiation for our sins. And therefore, Father, we thank you today. I pray the breakthrough of your word that is like the hammer that breaks down the rocks. Father, I pray, let your word pierce through to the dividing asunder as it is ordained, Father, searching of souls and the intents of our hearts, healing every portion of the life, Father. We speak your healing, we speak your deliverance, we speak your release in the spirit, in the soul, in the body, in the character, and in the material. And by faith, Father, we stand receiving and again covenanting to give all the glory, the praise and the honor that is due unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, dear listener, this is the day again, and it's such exciting for us always to know that our hope is in our Lord Jesus Christ. Our hope is found in nothing else save in our Lord Jesus Christ, whom God has appointed to be the foundation of our life, even as we live in this world. I do believe that wherever you are, you bear witness with me of the shakings that are taking place throughout the world. And I believe that God has given us his word. He has sent us Jesus so that in everything that is going on in the world, we will know what God is saying and what God is doing. Now, when we look together in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, just as a scripture that is establishing us in the midst of all the things that are going on, so that you and I will not be tossed to and fro by all the diverse winds of doctrines, it is important for us to know what is going on in the world. How do we stand in the world? And I want us to continue under the covering of the victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ, or knowing Jesus by revelation, which is the ultimate ordained way of God to know Jesus Christ. Because if you remember in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 16, the Bible says, henceforth know we no man after the flesh, for we have not known Jesus thus. Even though we have known him in his incarnate nature, now we know him thus no more, for we know him by the Spirit. The Spirit is the essence of receiving revelation. The Spirit is the only way of receiving the revelation whereby we are called to know Jesus Christ. So in the midst of what's going on, let's understand again by the Spirit of wisdom and revelation as to what is it that is going on and what are we faced with. What is God saying? So we are continuing under the same mantling of the victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Let's read the book of Hebrews chapter 12 so that you and I can embrace this together. Listen to what he says in verse 25. He says, we are called, let's begin in verse 22. He says, but you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. Know that. Now that's the position of revelation, information from God. Because he says to us, you have come to Mount Zion. How? By receiving Jesus by revelation. We have come to Mount Zion. What is Mount Zion? Mount Zion, that word, Sion, speaks about the stable place. You have been brought to the stable place of God's appointing. You have come to Mount Zion. And the minute he says Mount Zion, he is distinguishing it from the mountain that was of the Lord in the Old Testament, which is Mount Sinai. And in Mount Sinai, or Mount Sinai, we know in that mountain the people died at the presence of the Lord. When the people did not line up with what God said, they died. And they feared. They were filled with fear. But now, he says, because Jesus has come and we have received him by revelation, we now have come to Mount Sion, Mount Zion. We have come to the selected, stable place of God. And that word stable means this is not the place where now the wrath of God is shaking where we are. No, this is the mountain now where the love of God is revealed. Yes. When you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, you come to the place called Mount Zion, which means the exalted place of stability, which means in the midst of confusion, in the midst of all that we are faced up in this world, you and I can know to walk in stability. We can know to walk in an even place. Why? Because the one who proclaimed through the prophet Isaiah in chapter 40, he said, he will exalt the rough places. He will make the crooked places straight. And therefore, we are here to hear him who exalted the places that were low, and he hath made the crooked places straight. The rough places have been made plain. All have been given what? The Zion or the Sion character. That's where we are called to be. And now he says, Mount Sion, which means the exalted place of stability with God. That's what we are called to. That's where we are called to be as we receive Jesus Christ by revelation. We have come to Mount Sion. And then he says, to the city of the living God. Note that. How have we come to this? By receiving Jesus by revelation immediately. If you listen to this by the Spirit of God, it means in the midst of all that we are faced up with, God is inviting us not to see what we see with our eyes, but we see what he says. He says, though we walk in this world, as Jesus has prayed, we are not of this world. We are not of the make of this world. This world has the nature of the old that was subject to God's judgment under the law. But right now, we are in the grace of God, and we are able to step out of this world by being in Christ Jesus. Oh, somebody might be listening and say, but how is that possible? How is that possible that we can think that we can be out of this world whilst we are faced up with the things that we are faced up with? Well, John 16 and verse 33, Jesus said this word. He said, I have spoken these things unto you so that in me you might have peace. And then he says, in the world you will have trouble or tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Yes, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. He said, in the world you will have trouble. In me you will have peace, which means when you are in me, in Christ Jesus, you and I are out of this world. Where are we when we are out of this world? And we connect it with the book of Hebrews chapter 12. He says here, you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God. Yes, why specifically the city of the living God? The city of the living God, because any other exalted thing in this world is full of death. It is not alive. It is not living. When he says the city of the living God, know that the word living there is your present continuous word. It means it's dynamic. It says he is the living God because he is alive and giving life. Apart from him, any other exalted thing in this world cannot give life. But we, by receiving Jesus Christ by revelation, we have come to the place of the living God, the city of the living God, which means the city above the cities of this world. So when we connected with John 16:33, I normally say this to people, and this is yours for today. Jesus says, cheer up, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So you can take it for your own self, for your life, and begin to declare it. Cheer up, Jesus cleared it all up. Yes, cheer up. For Jesus has cleared it all up. I believe the real, perfect, and genuine cheer is the cheer of knowing what God has done for us. Hallelujah. It's the cheer of knowing that the grace of God has done it all. It is the cheer of knowing that at the cross of Calvary, it is finished. That's the true cheer. The true cheer does not come from the things of this world. The true cheer does not come from the things that we see, we hear, we feel. No, the true cheer comes from the revelation of knowing Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary and declared it is finished. And with that declaration, he was releasing the ultimate cheer for you and I, that we can walk this world cheering up. Why? Because Jesus cleared it all up. Hallelujah. Yes, cheer up. Jesus clear it all up. You can tell somebody, and they say, how do I cheer up in the midst of all that I'm going through? You tell them by faith in him, as you receive him by revelation and receive of his spirit. The spirit brings the assurance that you are the son of God. You are the child of God. You do not belong to this world. You do not belong even to the condition of your cities. Throughout the world right now, just at the click of the button of a television, we can see same spirit prevailing in cities of the world. Men building their cities with bloodshed. Men establishing their towns with iniquity. And in the midst of that, God is saying, you that receive the revelation of Jesus Christ, you have come to Mount Zion. You have come out of the cities of the world into the city of the living God. Hallelujah. You have come to the city of the living God. You must know now, the city is like a built-up place. Every city has this one quality above them. It is a built-up place, which means the rough places, the rubbles, the desolation has been overcome, and the place has been built up. But we know that right throughout the world, as we look, the cities of the world are crumbling down. Why? Because they are man-made. And all of the things that man has made, you look at Syria, you look at out in the Middle East, you can see what's going on in Iraq, in Syria, in all the other places, the bombings that are taking place. No city of man seems to be standing, and no city of man will stand forever. But God is saying, in the midst of the crumbling cities, you have come to the city of the living God, which means you have come to the built-up place, which is built by God himself. Remember, this connects to the cry that we hear in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, where the Bible says, those who walked by faith, they were looking for a city not built by man, but the city built by God. Oh, but thanks be to God that right now, by the revelation of Jesus Christ, you and I have been graced to access the place of the city that the men of faith of old, the women of faith of old were searching for, were looking out for, the city not built with hands, the city not built by man, but the city built by God. But here it is, the access point into the city is to know that John 3:16, for God so loved the world, out of his curse-breaking love, God sent forth his only begotten Son, that whosoever will channel the grace of God into their life will access the eternity paradigm, and there will be no more dying for you and I when we are in Christ Jesus. Why? Because according to Hebrews chapter 2, the Bible says, death itself, Jesus has overcome the one who had power over death, being the devil himself. And therefore we know when we receive Jesus, we receive the good shepherd who declared in John chapter 10 and verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I am come that my sheep and all those that hear my voice will have life, and life abundantly. That's why, my beloved, as you are listening, we have come to another city. This is the city above the cities of the world. This is the city that is incorruptible, for it is built by the incorruptible God, by the immutable one, by the God who is sovereign and nothing fallible in him. And therefore, we have come to the city of the living God. This is glorious. And I pray that you allow the Holy Spirit to help you realize there is no confinement of this world that has to buck you down. There is no confinement of this world that has to crush you down. You can stand knowing that you are alive in the city of the living God. This is the same way that when Paul and Silas were thrown in prison, they lifted up their praise, remember? And God inhabited their praises, and the prison could not contain them. And that's why my prayer is, you and I will not allow God to be confined by the state of the cities that we stay in, but we will walk in the cities as the citizens of the city that is above the cities of the world, and those citizens be known as those who have come to the city of the living God. This is who you are when you receive Jesus Christ, when you come to him by the wisdom and revelation of his Spirit. Hallelujah. And as we go forward, he says, you have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. Now, when he says to the heavenly Jerusalem, I'm trying to say to you, when you receive Jesus and you and I continue in the victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ, this victory is seeing things beyond the carnal eye, beyond the limitations of our feelings and emotions. Because when he says we have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, it means beyond the Jerusalem that we know in Israel right now, in the present Israel, those that receive the revelation of the Messiah, the very revelation that Peter answered Jesus with in Matthew 16 and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. When we receive that revelation, we are stepping into the heavenly Jerusalem. What does it mean to say the heavenly Jerusalem? It means we are accessing the dimension of the Spirit that is meant to be the standard, bear up the standard for the earthly Jerusalem, which means it is from the Spirit Jerusalem that we can minister the Messiah Jesus Christ, even to the person Jew today in this world, and say to him, let your eyes be opened up, for the Messiah has come, and his name is Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the one who has been revealed, and when you receive him by the Spirit of revelation, you will be able to enter into this victory called heavenly Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Now, heavenly Jerusalem, remember when Jesus spoke to Peter, he said, I will give you the keys of heaven. Yes, I will give you the keys of heaven, of the kingdom of heaven. Now, remember that when he said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, he meant I will give you the operation from the jurisdiction of authority, which is heavenly capacitated, which means you will operate from the heavenly capacitated jurisdiction. Whatever you execute will not be coming from the echoes of this world, will not come from the limitations of this world, but it will come from the capacitation of heaven. That's why he said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. That's a key right there that says, whatever you command in heaven, whatever you speak from the jurisdiction of your operation in the heavenly capacity, it will come with heaven's capacity and manifest the will of God in the earth. And when that happens, it will be the fulfillment of the prayer of the church kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How will it be when we receive the revelation of Yeshua HaMashiach that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? By this revelation, we are now walking in the victory of what? Heavenly Jerusalem, which means the spirit of religion is broken. You will never be confined to the religious way of looking at things. We are not like all the other religions where you've got some special spaces and places where you think you can only feel God when you go to a certain place on a pilgrimage. You go somewhere and that's where you know. But in Christ himself, we live. In him, we move. In him, we have our being, which means when we are walking in him in the spirit of wisdom and revelation, we are brought to a place of knowing that he is with us. Yes, that's why when David cried in Psalm 23, it was a messianic prophetic proclamation. It was a proclamation that connects what Jesus has come to fulfill in our life when he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Now, this is fulfilled in Christ Jesus, in that Jesus Christ is with us, my beloved. In the midst of all that is going on, Jesus Christ is with his church. Jesus Christ is with his children. Jesus Christ, he's with the sons of God. But the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As we read in the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 16 and verse 26, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That's who we are. So the blessing of the revelation of Jesus Christ is this, that we have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, not the Jerusalem that is living under the fear of the bombs right now, as we see the people thinking that they can mock at the blessing upon Jerusalem. No, anyone who mocks at Israel and on Jerusalem right now will not succeed, for Israel is the apple of God's eye. It is God's time clock. But we know that the Israel and the Jerusalem we are looking at, it's in the natural, and God is calling on us and say, when you receive Jesus Christ by revelation, you access the standard bearer position, whereby the revelation of the Spirit, we manifest the heavenly Jerusalem. What is the heavenly Jerusalem? Remember, the word Salem in Jerusalem there is the word from the word Shalom.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.